And the City of St. John's clarified the reductions to Metro bus service proposed for the budget, which comes down early next month. Councillor Dave Lane, the lead on finance and administration, took media through the changes during an online question and answer period on Wednesday.
You know, the cuts that are being announced for Metro bus, that's actually part of the budget that has not been finalized yet. We're in the final stage of that, and on December 7th, that's when council will have the opportunity to discuss and vote on the budget as a whole. Well, the changes being proposed for Metro bus are really based around the ridership levels we're seeing right now. So we, you know, looking across the departments and saying we need to find savings. The way that Metro bus is looking right now at finding those savings is by moving to a reduced service level schedule. It's basically going to be the summer schedule that's followed during the summer months. And that means that the headways, meaning that kind of length of time between pickups on the bus, is going to be reduced. So particularly on routes 1, 2, 3, and 10, instead of having 15-minute headways, we'll have 30-minute headways. That is the way to have a reduced capacity that's really in keeping with what we're seeing. We have the post-secondary institutions in particular announcing that they're not going to have in-class participation for the winter and spring. And knowing that that's a huge chunk of our ridership, that was the adjustment that was made. But that's the impact that people will see. We already have a bit of a modified service level. We went through one earlier in the pandemic. But starting January 4th, for the most part, you'll be following what you'd be familiar with as the summer schedule. This decision has me torn up, honestly. Like, I don't like that we are doing this, that we have to do this. But there's a lot of challenging decisions that have to be made. And that's the first point. I immediately think of the people that rely on Metrobus. However, you know, we have kind of numerous options, probably two or three key options that were put before the commission the Metrobus Commission, to find those savings. And so one was to just go to the reduced service level that, you know, a schedule that we're familiar with for the summer schedule. So you still have all the routes available to you. You'll have to time your day a bit differently. It does end a bit earlier, an hour earlier. So if you have a late night shift, those people are unfortunately going to have to change their schedule that way as well. It ends at 11:30 instead of 12:30 on some routes. Another option would have been to raise fares. So, you know, add a 10% increase on fares across the board. And, you know, that one is a bit challenging for the reasons that, well, if people are already struggling, you know, to afford transportation, this would add to that burden. But also it's when we look to have kind of concrete numbers, something that we know we can budget for, you can't know for sure what a revenue or what a fee increase would do to revenue, because maybe fewer people will ride because of the increase, or we already know that there's a reduced ridership and we don't know where that's going, the uncertainty of the year. So that wasn't as an appealing of an option for those two reasons. And finally, the one that I think that we're going to have to explore, I prefer us explore as we get into the latter part of the year, when we look again now at schools going back in, hopefully that we've got the pandemic figured out, and we want to get back to a frequent transit system, which we have deferred to begin in September. That's when we're going to have to take a serious look at, are there components of the network that might have to be reduced? So right now we're not changing any routes, you know, there except for, I think there's no express routes, and those were already turned off. But if we need to have a sustainable system that at the core of it, the most used routes are frequent and improved frequency, which I said we intend to do, we may have to look at the less used routes and see if we can make some changes there. But that's not what's happening right now. So, you know, I don't like everything in the budget, but we need to pull something together that balances the budget, that, you know, doesn't have undue pressure on the public, especially during these times. And that's what I'm going to continue to strive for.
That's City Councilor Dave Lane, the lead on finance and administration, taking the media through changes yesterday to reductions to the Metro bus service proposed for the budget, which comes down early next month. And those proposed cuts will be voted on as part of the city's entire budget on December 7th.